From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections, though senior administration officials are stopping short of calling the intrusion an act of cyber war. In a statement, the U.S. said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. A Kremlin spokesperson denied the allegations, telling Russian state media that they are rubbish and nonsense. Russia's warning of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comments that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated for war crimes as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark as nothing new. Secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month when he denounced Russian and Syrian aerial bombings of hospitals and children as flagrant violations of international law. President Obama has lifted sanctions on Myanmar, saying the country has made substantial advances to promote democracy since elections last November that resulted in the former opposition party winning a majority of seats in the parliament. Mr. Obama says the situation in Myanmar has been significantly altered, including greater freedoms for the population and a release of many political prisoners. This is VOA News.